When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Oh yeah, Thug Rose, she's back with a bang, 125 pounds, UFC Paris this Saturday, Manon Ferreau. Thug Rose, are you on the ground in France? You got to give me a report. How is it?
It's great, man. We checked out the Eiffel Tower, we went to the museum, we did some scouting around.
So are you able to, can you like pause the mental preparation of a fight and almost enjoy a mini vacation when you're out there on the road like this?
No, no, I'm just kidding. I know everybody's like, oh, you get to travel the world, but it's like, dude, I've seen a lot of hotel rooms in many different places, yeah. But, yeah, it's hard to like, actually go sightsee, but this time it was nice because we got here early. So, and, you know, there was just a lot of time on our hands. So I was actually really happy to be able to do that. But I mean, the whole time you're thinking about fighting somebody.
yeah, no doubt about it. This is a different fight, Rose. This is a move up in weight, fighting one of the best in this red hot division. So you got to take me back to the beginning. How long had you been thinking about this flyweight reinvention, and how did it actually take shape to get this fight against Manon?
I guess originally I got the idea when I, you know, wrote, like, this is early on in my career when I wrote down, you know, goals for myself, like becoming a champion, do this, buy a house, you know, blah, blah, blah. And then like on the last of my goal list was to become two division champion. And so, yeah, I didn't really know how in my mind, even though I made that as a goal, and I wrote it down. I was kind of like, question mark, you know what I mean? Like, cause I'm like, I don't know. You know what I mean? That was so long ago. And I didn't know what, you know, this whole journey was going to look like getting to this point, but, here we are. And, yeah. And then I think during my second title reign, as I started to get a little heavier and as I started to like, really like accomplish some things in my life and stuff, and with the career, that it was like, kind of, all right, this could potentially be, you know, on the horizon. But, there's also a lot of different factors, you know, there's also times where it was like, you know, there's times where it's like, do I still want to do this? You know, and it's like, of course I do. Sure. You know what I mean? Back and forth. Right. So, yeah, after that last fight, it was like, I think that's the move, because it was just like kind of a perfect storm of like, you know, me getting bigger, and then kind of like, this is sort of the last thing that I kind of want to do.
I mean, I assumed you'd be fighting Wei Li in this trilogy to decide the greatest 115-pound fighter of all time. Was that ever even a topic of discussion, or was, since that Esparza rematch, was it really about, let's try this new path?
Yeah, no, I know that I'm better than Wei Li, you know, as a fighter. I mean, I think she has potential to achieve, let's say, I don't know about greater things, but as far as like just different things, I think her whole career can take another path. And I think she's reached another level that, is pretty impressive. And I think she just keeps getting better. So, you know, I'm happy for her trajectory, and I hope she keeps doing well. But as far as like, I know from my personal self, like maybe to prove it to the world, maybe there's going to be people that are always going to be like, oh no, she did this and Rose did, you know what I mean? Like whatever. But to me as a martial artist, I know that I got her number, and if we ever were to face again, maybe it might be at 125, we'll see, but you know, but idea. I don't know. Like, I hope she keeps doing well though, you know? yeah. All but right, I forgot, Rose, what the question was. I don't know if I answered that.
You know, it was just about, I assume that would be the direction the promotion might go. And then this was a surprise to me as a, you know, as a fan and journalist to see this aggressive, daring to be great kind of move. I mean, Rose, this is the kind of move that fans love, the idea of just, you know what? I could go back to the title picture here. I could do this, but why not this direction? Why not dare to be great? I've heard you say in interviews that it was the idea that this scares you, that you love, that it could you know, bring out a deeper level of motivation. What scares you about this task of moving up in weight and taking on somebody who's 5-0 since making her UFC debut?
Yeah, I mean, just more weight behind, like, the person is always gonna just means, you know, it just means you gotta be on your P's and Q's even more, you know what I mean? Like, obviously, I think it's just always looked at as moving up in weight is always looked at as being an extra challenge because it forces you to be a better martial artist. You know what I mean? Like, it's not just like I have to make sure that I'm good on all areas. Like, I'm strong, I'm fit, but I'm also good technique and good strategy as well. So I think it just requires a little bit more out of you in order to move up in weight. And so I think that's pretty much it, you know.
Well, look, weight cuts at the title level, at the championship level, are never easy. So how much of a relief is fighting 10 pounds higher? How much could that change the energy, the explosiveness, all that comes into, you know, building the mind and body for the big fight?
Yeah, I'm definitely stronger. And I even think, you know, on a certain level, I'm faster too. And, you know, my timing is better. I'm healthier. Yeah. And just knowing that I'm probably not going to go through the, like, Skeletor, like, eye sunken in phase, or it's just like, dude, that can't be good for your health, man. Like, long term, like, regardless of the fight, like, this is like, for me, it's like, I look at all of this as like a marathon. Like, so it's just like making sure that I'm as healthy as possible when all is said and done, you know what I mean? Like, that's really what matters.
Well, Rose, you've been a master at reinvention in this game. Anytime we think you have a rough night or your career may be going this way, it goes back the other way in dramatic, inspiring, you know, I'm the mother effing greatest type of way. Thug Rose, Thug Rose. You've had some of the most incredible, inspiring moments ever.
Yeah.
So I got to be confident that, okay, the Esparza fight, I'm sure you're getting asked about it. It was different. It was weird.
Yeah.
Is this birthing another Rose takeover 3.0, 4.0, whatever you want to say, because you've got that special power of just being able to turn off the past and start fresh?
I hope so. You know what I mean? Like, definitely. Yeah. It's all about just being honest with yourself. And yeah, that wasn't my, that was probably my worst performance, and you know, it sucks. Like, so yeah, but it's all about just being honest with that and like just taking the right steps forward and, you know, having faith in my creator that, you know, he's got my back and that I could just, like, you know what I mean, make the right decisions going forward. And with, I guess that's really all, I guess, all I can do.
I mean, it's a great example. Do you feel, I mean, your documentary was incredible and it was open and real and raw and honest. And that's, you know, certainly something I think is lacking at the highest level. A lot of times in sports, people just being honest about their missteps or their fears. How much have you received an impact that, you know, people look at you as that figure, as somebody that, like, I can learn life lessons from through this competition?
Yeah, I think it's like a huge learning lesson. That's what I do this for. That's why it's like, you know, that's why, if it was just about, like, I think it just, a lot of other athletes kind of make it about their ego. And of course I got an ego too, you know, it feels good to say you're the champ and you're the best and blah, blah, blah. But it's like, okay, what can I learn from this? How can I use this to change the world around me, to influence other people around me, to make myself better. You know what I mean? Like that's what it's all about. And, yeah, so I'm hoping that the documentary, like, people see it and people kind of get that from that.
Yeah, definitely. Very good stuff, and I appreciate you doing that. When we look at this matchup, higher up in weight against Farrow, who's very good on the feet, we know what she does best. How much do you look at her, though, and say, okay, she's great here, but I can get her in these other areas? You know, how do you think you match up with her?
I know. I think I match up really well with her, honestly. Like, but at the same time, I also think she poses a lot of, you know, things that I gotta make sure I'm on my game for. And like, so that's what makes it exciting, because it's like, I'm confident that I can do it. It's just a matter of like staying, you know, composed and believing in the work that I've put in, and you know what I mean, having faith that you know, what will be is you know what's supposed to happen, and also just having faith in my talent, my abilities. So yeah, I think I do see some things that I will capitalize on and that will be in my favor for sure.
What do you make of this division, your new division at large? You know, I think we can say it's had a facelift. I feel like we didn't a year ago, we weren't talking about numbers, you know, 1 through 10 in the rankings. And now we're trying to figure out who's coming. There's a lot of people that feel like they're next. How do you feel about this new weight class?
Yeah, it's really settling in. I think, yeah, there's definitely lots of interesting movements going on. And I mean, I've definitely paid attention to it like more, even like I think gradually even before making this decision to like move up. But now you have some really good, interesting names that are working their way up. And, you know, obviously like, so with Alexa Grasso being a new champ, and then she's got that coming up, and then Erin Blanchfield, she just had a really impressive performance. And then, I mean, I know there's a bunch of others, but you know what I mean? Like it's exciting.
Do you have a read on this UFC Noche rematch as the rematch for the title? Shevchenko trying to make a run back to regain her belt, upset fashion against Alexa Grasso. How interested of a spectator do you think you'll be to that one?
Of course. I mean, I'm watching every time Valentina fights, and Alexa, I'm also a huge fan of hers as well. So yeah, I'm definitely going to be watching.
Do you lean either way? Do you think Shevchenko regains the crown?
Yeah. You know, I always have faith that Valentina is the one, you know what I mean? It's just, I think it really comes down to her mindset and her approach towards this fight. If she acknowledges that Alexa was the better fighter that night, and she kind of focuses on getting better everywhere and doesn't just go, oh, that was a fluke, or, you know what I mean? Like, or, oh, you know, just make sure I don't give up my back and that's it. It's like, nah. So I think it comes down to her attitude. And I know she has the attitude of a champion. I know she's going to be, you know what I mean? Like, make sure she gets better everywhere as a martial artist. And so if she does that, then I see her winning.
Does it excite you as a competitor to have a whole new name of fighters? I mean, you know, no disrespect to whoever comes out of that fight, but you could be fighting Shevchenko in the future. You could be fighting Grasso for the title. You could be fighting Blanchfield. These are new obstacles for you. Does that jazz you up? Does that get you fired up?
Yeah, 100%. You know what I mean? Like, it's fresh. I feel like I've been fighting the same people for the past however many years. So that also kind of contributed to my decision to move up, is like, just, you know, get some fresh faces in there. And I want to fight as many different people as possible, like not fight the same people, you know?
All right. The betting odds, that they like Faroe. They have questions about your advancement moving up. Does that ever get in your mind? Do you ever laugh at it? You know, it's like they're trying to guess who's going to win beforehand and telling everybody. Right. How do you feel about hearing that?
I mean, it's just like, that's what makes fighting fun, right? Is being able to like, oh, what's going to happen, right? And even myself, I'm like, oh, I know what I know, right? But I also, you know, the ultimate test comes Saturday. So it's all about like just making sure I can control myself and, you know, let God do the rest. But yeah, I mean, you know, I'm used to being an underdog. I'm used to being, you know, one that surprises people. So it wouldn't surprise me that I surprise everybody.
You're a woman of many interests, and you seem to throw your passions into that. Do you think it's possible that you're a better gardener or piano player than fighter? Is that possible at this point? Have you leveled up in those areas?
Dude, probably not. Like, just because of the time that I've put in. I've put in so much time into this game that, like, I'm getting there, though. Like, my garden, you should see my garden. It's fire right now. The tomatoes are coming in hot. Like, the cucumbers, the carrots, beets, everything, you know. But that's like, post fighting, I'm gonna be like better at that than I am at fighting. So yeah.
All right. Well, you got the best hype man in the world, Pat Barry, behind you. Does he get hyped up for like breakfast too? Is he like, you know, you got to come down. The cereal's tremendous, Rose. You know what I mean? It's 24/7 with that, right?
he could be cranky in the morning sometimes, you know. It depends on how he slept, you know what I mean? No, but
love it.
Yeah, no, it's great.
All right, Rose, we can't wait to see UFC Paris on Saturday. Manon Farrell, thanks for the time. Best of luck. This is the biggest fight of the weekend, if you ask me. Okay, this is the one that we've got circled on the calendar. We know you'll be ready. Thank you.
Yeah, thank you so much.